Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 425 for Wednesday, June the 8th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Wednesday morning, following gains in the Chicago Board of Trade soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $4.50 higher, with the July contract checking in at $522.20 a ton. That's up $4.20, while the November contract was at $526.10 a ton. That's up $2. European rapeseed futures and crude oil were both higher, and that was supportive for canola. Farmer selling is somewhat muted right now as farmers wind down seeding across Western Canada. However, on the other side, the Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less desirable on the international market. Wet weather is forecast across parts of Western Canada over the next couple of days, and that should help alleviate concerns over dryness. The U.S. soy crop is off to a good start, and that was bearish for Canadian canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 26 to 28 points higher, with the most active July contract up 27 cents at $11.68 a bushel. The market got a shot in the arm after China bought 180,000 tons of new crop beans from the U.S. New weather maps show hot and dry regions across the U.S. as well, and that comes as South American soybean prospects are dropping, so export demand for U.S. soybeans is very strong. Corn was 7 cents per bushel higher, with the July contract sitting at $4.34 per bushel. The market received spillover support from the rally in soybeans. While the weather is hot and dry in the U.S. Midwest, the opposite is happening in southern Brazil. Freezing temperatures are expected to impact the area of Paraná, that is the number two corn-producing state in Brazil. The damage to the crop won't likely be that serious, but it comes at a time when Brazil's livestock sector badly needs corn. U.S. wheat was 10 cents per bushel higher, with the July contract checking in at $5.20 a bushel. The market is following corn and soybeans, with some support coming from speculative buying. The chart picture is also supportive for the near term, not so much for the long. The harvest has begun in southern Kansas, and recent rains in Australia have helped to improve soil moisture. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, June the 8th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.